Welcome, everyone. This is our last meeting. We're happy to be here, and I'm going to open a public hearing on SJR 31. Kara, you want to explain it just very briefly so we can get the senator to tell us more?
Senate Joint Resolution 31 honors the musical legacy of Oregon jazz artist and composer Jim Pepper. The bill also encourages the endowment of a Jim Pepper faculty chair at Portland State University. And further, it directs that a copy of the resolution be delivered to various museums, foundations, and cultural organizations. And I'll cut it off there and let the people who are going to testify today tell you the good stuff.
Thank you very much. Senator Gordley, we are honored that you're here to speak to us today. Welcome you.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. For the record, I am Avelle Gordley, representing Senate District 23, which includes some wonderful neighborhoods in Northeast and Southeast Portland. And with me is Sean Cruz, my legislative aide. The resolution before you comes as a result of the initiative of Mr. Cruz, but it also represents our love of the music and appreciation, a deep appreciation for the legacy of Jim Pepper. There's a magical story that goes along with the words that you see in the resolution, and I'm going to leave the telling of that story to my friend and legislative aide, Sean Cruz.
Welcome, Sean.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sean Cruz, Senator Gordley's legislative aide, and very happy to be here before you today with this resolution. We actually had hoped that you'd be able to hear some of the music today, but we just didn't get that together. So there's a couple of exhibits that you have there, so you can see what Jim looked like. He's a unique voice, a very powerful spirit. We read the full resolution into the record in the Senate committee, and then also Senator Gordley did so on the Senate floor. This bill came to the floor for a vote on the 19th on Tribal Information Day and was part of the overall celebration of Native cultures and here on that day. So it was a real pleasure to be part of that, and Jim Pepper's family was here. His mom, she's 89 years old, but she was here, and it was a terrific just a terrific moment. And Jim Pepper Henry, who's Jim Pepper's nephew, is an official with the Smithsonian Museum of the American Indian, and he was here that day to accept the resolution officially on behalf of the Smithsonian, though it still has to be completed. We all understand that. And Mayor Tom Potter declared Jim Pepper Day in the city of Portland May 21st. So there's a lot of exciting things going forward, and I'm just happy to answer any questions.
I'm happy to note in the bio here that Jim Pepper was born in Salem, which is my town, but will share with Portland. We appreciate you being here. Are there any questions from the panel?
Madam Chair, there is an additional piece to this story that, again, I use the word magical to describe it. And Sean, please tell the chair and the committee about your discovery when you bought your house.
Oh, okay.
That's a big part of the story.
In my real life, I'm a real estate broker, you know, outside of the legislature. And I bought a home from a developer that had been vacant for a couple of years, and broken windows, and you know, it had been vacant for some time. And had no knowledge of its history. And so when I moved into the house, it was vacant. I mean, it was empty. And I bought a CD player and started buying some CDs, but for some reason I couldn't explain, the first CDs that I bought were all Native American music. And I didn't own any Native American music CDs, but that's what I found myself down at the record store buying. And I started buying dream catchers and all kinds of Native American things that was actually the first things that I had in the house. And as I was moving in there, and a couple of months later, I met the lady down the street who asked me if I knew who used to live in that house. And being a jazz fan, well, I knew who Jim Pepper was, but I had no idea of the family history. And then soon after that, his sister and nephew drove by and said hello, and one thing led to another, so now Jim's music is played in his house again. Wow. And it's just a wonderful kind of a series of events that occurred. And back in the 70s, I was living in the Bay Area, San Francisco, and I went to a concert, Larry Coryell, a world-class jazz guitar player, there was one thing from that concert that I remembered, and that was one song that they did, and it was Witchy Taito, which was just wonderful. And I found myself going to the record store and trying to find whatever it was that I heard, and I bought all these Larry Coryell albums that I didn't like, and he never did record that song. But it wasn't until I came up here to Oregon some years later that I found out about the connection.
Good stories.
Very good story.
Good story. Well, without further questions or testimony, I'm going to close the public hearing on SJR 31, open a work session on SJR 31.
Come on.
Madam Chair, I move SJR 31 to the House floor with a do pass recommendation.
And thank you, Representative Sumner, for moving Senate Joint Resolution.
It should be adopted, shouldn't it?
Yes. Send Joint Resolution 31 to the floor with a be adopted resolution. Is there any objection? No further comments, so ordered. Representative Dinkfelder has requested the carrying this, and we will grant her that. So
we appreciate that. And again, Madam Chair and members of the committee, thank you very much for hearing the resolution. And I also encourage you, Madam Chair, to listen to the CD that you have in your hands, I believe.
Yeah, it's right over there. And we'll
and encourage you all to become familiar with the music of Jim Pepper, one of Oregon's own. I should have said this on the record, but I want to point out that his mother has shared with us that Jim never really felt fully appreciated in America, never felt that his music was fully appreciated here. But he felt that appreciation in Europe, which is really interesting. But his music is coming alive again and becoming known, and we just think that's really wonderful. And he's part of Oregon's jazz history, and we thank you for acknowledging that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming, both of you. I'm going to close the public hearing on SJR 31. And before I adjourn, members of the committee, I just want to say from the chair that it has been a joy and a pleasure to work with all of you this session. I can't tell you how many people have come to me and said that this committee has operated in just such a professional and good work habits. It's a committee that a lot of people said, we're just happy to come down here. That makes me feel so good as a chair. You've honored me by serving with me, and let's go on and do good things. Thank you also, Kara and Jania.
Thank you.
And I will adjourn the House Committee on General Government.